The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, the lovely and talented Miss Simi. What's going on, Miss Simi?
What's up? How are you?
I am doing well. Another week of NXT programming, the Wednesday Night War, so we're here to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
This is the NXT Cast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, all those good podcasting apps. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast-the CSPN. Subscribe to the logo with the New Day holding on to the WrestleCast sign, and you will get the NXT Cast in your feed each and every week. So we start this week off fast and furious. Your new favorite flippy team, MSK, they advanced to the semifinals of the Dusty Classic by defeating Killian Dane and Drake Maverick with the double team blockbuster. MSK building some momentum. Another good showing by them in this particular matchup.
And Killian Dane and Drake did good too. I was like, oh, cool. And they're like wearing matching jeans now. I'm like, oh, this is cute.
Yeah, they had some good match. They had some good tag team moves together. Yeah, so definitely a bright future for Killian Dane and Drake Maverick as they find their chemistry and camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's still weird seeing just a dichotomy of those two. The size difference and everything, but that's what makes wrestling so fun. Is the weird machinations like that. I really enjoy MSK. They looked a little more crisp this week than they did last week. Maybe just, you know, getting more confident being on the NXT roster and everything. But yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Took off the nerve.
Right. This was a lot of fun. They had a good start to the night with this particular.
Really, yeah. That assisted flip, whatever thing they do, so good. Oh my God.
The moonsault where he pushes him over onto the dude.
Yes. Beat somebody with somebody else. I love it. It's so good. Every time he does it, it makes me nervous. He's not going to make it, but boom, he makes it. Oh, good.
This dude right here, after one promo, he might. He might have to be my Cameron Grimes substitute since Cameron Grimes is injured right now. But Kirk Stallion, he does a sit-down promo. He talks about making towns and looking up and seeing shooting stars. And then he saw this one lone star shining the brightest. And he said that's when he knew he was going to be Kirk, the Lone Star Stallion. And he said that he needed that cruiserweight title to set his career on that rocket, to get on that rocket ship towards those stars. So, yeah, this was a nice little, you know, minute and a half sit down promo. Kind of get you.
Really liked it.
Get you more character development, you know what I'm saying? Since you just popped up and, you know, helped out the Lucha House Party a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, they never you know, establish anything about his character or him. So this was a good go back and do that with. This dude might have a future.
Yeah, I like it. I'm like, ooh, this is nice. Like kind of getting to know you thing. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I was like, good. I was like, ooh, intrigued now.
Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. They move on to the second round of the Women's Dusty Rhodes Classic with a win over Aaliyah and Jessica Maia. Raquel Gonzalez hit the chokeslam powerbomb on Jessica Maia and to give Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez the win. Jessica Maia.
It was a good match.
Yeah, Jessica Maia looked really good in this match. She was really showing out.
Right. So did Aaliyah. I was like, oh, look at you, Aaliyah. You better improve. Good for you.
They done got Robert Stone in and out of rehab. He's looking a lot better.
Yeah. This is the only time I will advocate for a relapse. I want to be a Mexican. Oh, I love Messi Robert. Yeah, this was a really good match. Dakota Kai in this pink hair. Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Yes. Woo, love. Pink is my favorite color. Oh, my favorite girl. Yes. And this glittery gear. Loved it. This was such a good match. Raquel and Dakota worked so well together. And I really liked how like they had a little promo package in the beginning showing like they've really been together for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you can tell like I really like their moves and like how Raquel is kind of like the big power. Mm-hmm. And Dakota comes in with like the sneaky and a lot of like the technical moves. So it's just, I really enjoyed this match. It was really good. And I'm really, really proud of Aaliyah because she was not great. she's really gotten it together. And I'm happy for her. So this was a really good match. I enjoyed this a lot.
We get The Way. They cut a promo about Candace and Indy advancing in the Dusty Women's Classic. And then the conversation shifts to Johnny not wanting to give Kushida a title match, despite Kushida's two victories over Johnny in the last couple of weeks. I don't know who was interviewing him. I don't think it was McKenzie. But anyway, they mentioned.
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, they mentioned Kushida, and Johnny just goes crazy. And I was there, it's like, you're not supposed to say it. It's like, it's kind of like the curse. And it's like, you're not supposed to say his name. And then he's like, you know, Johnny walks off camera or whatever. Candace goes and gets him, and he has to like get himself together to cut the promo about how he's not going to give Kushida the title match at all. No, it's not going to happen. Austin Theory.
Like, don't say it. Don't say the words. Don't even say them together.
Yeah, Austin Theory is hilarious, man.
Oh, he's so funny. He has like the big dumb jock. So funny. He was like, no, I was just going to say about Kushida. Don't say the word. You just hear Johnny in the background. Oh, it's so funny. It was great. I really enjoyed that.
Highlight of the night. We get a Scarlet vignette.
Yeah.
Where she's doing a tarot reading. She's pulling cards and explaining what they mean, and basically she's like, stay on your path so he won't have to alter his. Very like cryptic kind of message there. But you know, it's Scarlett and all her greatness, so yeah, we're here for it.
Yep, it was just like focused on her face. I was like, yep. That's what I want to see. That's exactly what I want to see.
Tyler Rust. He picks up a win by submission over a local competitor with a variation of the butterfly lock. This week, Michael Bivens handpicked the opponent. And this week, Tyler Rust goes to the pay window as the winner and not the loser. So he did not. That's why you got canceled. You're supposed to listen to
Exactly. See how you win. I saw you using some of those Timothy Thatcher moves. I was like, all right, I see these submission things. Also, you didn't let him go. Like Timothy Thatcher never lets people go. He tapped out. Let him go, baby. Let him go. He held on for like an extra 2 seconds. I was like, he's tapping. Tyler, he's tapping. Don't break his shoulder.
Kyle and Finn O'Reilly, they have basically a conversation about can they be each other be trusted in this particular matchup tonight. They have a tense stare down in the back. You know, they're basically like, yeah. And so, you know, Kyle takes Finn's word for it, and they'll meet up in the ring as tag team partners later in the evening.
Woo-hoo! Loved it. Every time they just like cross paths, I get real happy.
The Grizzled Young Veterans, they advanced to the next round of the Dusty Tournament as they defeated Kushida and Leon Ruff when they hit Leon Ruff with a Ticket to Mayhem. Leon Ruff was trying his best again this week, but came up short this time. They did a really good job of keeping Kushida on the outside and basically doing all their damage to Leon Ruff. Very smart plan of attack by the Grizzled Young Veterans in this particular matchup.
Ooh, this match was so good. Leon Ruff and Kushida just I love the way they work together and just the quickness of it all. And I really like the way Leon Ruff was selling the ribs so that like you could see like the psychology of it. It was so good. And then the way they kept like isolating him and then like taking Kushida off the rope so that he couldn't like get him. Ooh, when Leon Ruff was reaching, I was like, reach for him, baby. Get him, please. And then they took him off the thing. I was like, no. It got me. It got me in my emotions, please. So good. Really loved it. I really like how they're using Leon Ruff. Like, he wasn't just, like, kind of, like, a joke, like, champion. Like, he's really, like, they're really, like, moving with him and pushing forward with him, and I really like that. This was a really good match. Really liked it. For a second there, I was just like, ooh, are Grizzly Young Veterans not going to make it? Oh, no. So, this got me.
After the match, Austin Theory and Johnny Gargano, they come out and they attack Kushida and Leon Ruff. They lay both men out until Dexter Lumis shows up in the crowd behind Austin Theory. Of course, he scares them and they stop the attack and go on back up the ramp.
Why is he everywhere? Is he just like a random guardian? Is he just like a baby face guardian angel? Every time they get an attack, he's going to pop up.
He still got beef with Johnny from the New Year's Evil thing.
Oh, I forgot about that. Because I'm like, why he was popping up everywhere? Because when Austin and them left, he was just like, open the curtain, and there his ass was. Mm-hmm. Wide eyes. Just staring. Like, no. I want Kushida versus Johnny. You go over there. Stay over there and draw pictures.
We have a lot of commotion. We head to the back. Mm-hmm. We see Kurt Stallion. He's laid out in the back. They asked him, who did it to him? And he blames a Legado del Fantasma.
Dum-dum-dum.
He said the crew got him. So we get an interview with Santos Escobar and the boys. Regal runs up in the interview. He's mad. He says that the title match is going to take place next week, regardless of what happened here this evening. And then when they got ready to leave the locker room area, Santos Escobar picks up his cruiserweight title, and on his gym bag, we see one of Scarlett Sero's cards. Interesting.
Mm. And they pretend to be all scared about it. And they're like, haha, let's go to dinner. Oh, this is so good. I love how like insanely mad Regal got.
he was pissed.
How dare you? I was like, ooh, he mad. I love when they're like, no, it wasn't me. We're innocent. We were here the whole time. That's what we said. In case y'all were wondering, that's what they said in Spanish. They said we were here the whole time. We promise we're innocent. Just so you wanted to know. And then as soon as he leaves, they're just like starting snickering. I love that. That was so good.
The blessed and highly favored Toni Storm, she cuts an in-ring promo calling out Io Shirai, which brings Io Shirai out. Io gets on the mic and say, "Hey, Toni, I don't have a problem fighting you because remember, I don't like you." And then they start fighting. Io chases Toni from the ring. And just when she's, you know, got that situation handled, Mercedes Martinez comes in from the blind side and attacks Io. Well, Toni and Mercedes, they both grab the title, allowing Io Shirai to hit them both with a double dropkick. Toni ends up attacking Mercedes, and eventually Toni Storm leaves Io laying as well. So Toni Storm is the last one here standing as she holds the NXT title before she leaves the ring. We got business picking up here.
Yes, I was like, Mercedes versus Toni. Mercedes versus Io. Io versus Toni. Fun. So I don't know if what they're going to do is give us a triple threat or if they're going to give us a number one contenders match between Toni and Mercedes to go after Io. So,
either way, it's going to be good.
Either way, it's going to be fire, and I can't wait. See, this is what I want. I just want Io on there to be like, bitch, keep my name out your mouth. I'm not scared of you.
That's what I wanted.
And then a subsequent bro. Yep, that's what she said. She was just like, I'm not scared of you. Remember, I don't like you. And then, boom, fisticuffs. Loved it. So great. I was just like, let him fight. Whole time.
This was so much fun. Good it angle. Was. And it didn't take a lot of time for it to happen either. Toni Storm comes out. She calls out Io. Io's like, here I go.
Yep.
That's the one thing I do like about Io. If you talk about her, she
gonna come.
Yeah, she don't take it in the back. She gonna come
like
out there.
Like Candyman. She's like that cash doll song. I heard you bitch was looking for me. Here I go. Hello? Hi. Something was said. That's the energy she gives me, and I love it.
We get an Isaiah Swerve Scott promo saying everyone is pointing their fingers at him, but he's not pointing any fingers back at anyone. Because they're asking him about, you know, why he's him and Bronson Reed got issues and things like that. So we get an Imperium vignette. They're talking about since Alexander Wolf came back that, you know, they're getting bolstered and re-energized and the strength is in their numbers and, you know, they're going to come back and dominate again. So nice little Imperium vignette. We get a promo.
So Walter's on his way back?
I guess so. We get a promo from Roderick Strong and Adam Cole on their matchup next week when they face Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher.
Yes. Fun.
Bronson Reed. He defeated Swerve Scott.
And listen to the body shots. The physicality, unlike anything we've seen from Scott in the past. Rolling flatliner, absolutely not. Hard pass by Bronson Reed.
Reed just swatting Swerve away like a cat.
And Reed, again, building momentum, much like he has done through the back half of 2020 and here in the new year. Oh, collision course. Senton into the chest of Scott.
Methodical offense and very effective from Bronson Reed.
Well, the big man has certainly recovered now, and things are looking bleak for Swerve Scott.
That power again on display. Reed letting Scott think about it and then transitions. Oh! Into a driver, center of the ring. Hook of the leg to put Scott away, and just in the nick of time. That right shoulder of Bronson Reed, remember, went into the post. It's been the focus of Scott in this matchup, has isolated the strength.
Well, that shoulder just gave out mid-move, but somehow Bronson Reed still staying in this one.
Reed now down to really one arm. Oh, what a kick. Somehow, some way, Scott with the agility, the length, the athleticism to kick Reed all the way on the top rope. And, well, You said strength. I don't necessarily know if Scott's got the strength to hoist up Reed.
Ambitious to say the least, but again, Swerve trying to lean on that damaged shoulder.
Again, that shoulder. Oh! All that weight! All Bronson Reed's weight onto that joint, followed by that big roundhouse kick. And now Scott. And now Scott continuing to keep his foot on the gas, going all the way to the top rope, looking down on Reed. 450! Into the cover! Has Scott put Reed it's away? Over. Reed just kicked out.
No way, the big man.
Whoa.
Get in my business. Over here. Yeah,
come on.
This is Swerve's
time. Hey, one, two.
This is Swerve's time.
Three.
Oh, that was a warning from Scott.
Oh.
Last week in a headbutt. Returning the favor with a clothesline.
Well, this one got nasty in a heartbeat.
Oh, it's going to get even nastier because Reed now going to the top. Here it comes!
Tsunami!
Reed puts away Scott again.
Here is your winner, the colossal Bronson Reed!
The ability to block out the pain, to put aside.
This was definitely a clash of styles match, as we had predominantly cruiserweight competitor going up against a super heavyweight. But Swerve managed to get Bronson Reed's shoulder injured and worked on that to kind of ground him and neutralize him. Looked like he was going to pick up a win, but nope, Bronson Reed ended up pulling it out.
Woo! Listen, that tsunami. It looks devastating. I really enjoyed this match. I like this a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I'm sorry, it had to be you, Sir Scott, but yes, Bronson Reed.
Tommaso Ciampa and Timothy Thatcher cut a promo on their newfound respect for each other in their matchup next week against Roddy and Adam Cole.
Oh.
So that brings us to the main event of the evening, where Kyle O'Reilly and Finn Balor get the win over Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan by submission when Kyle made Danny Burch tap out to the knee bar.
Woo, that move. I had to rewind it and see it again because I was like, oh, no, he got him. No, he didn't. Oh, shit, knee bar. Because it was so quick. I was like, oh, shit. I love transitions. I was just like, yes, counter. It was so good.
As with all Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan tag team matches, this was a hard-hitting affair. You know, that's the only type of matches they know how to have. Kyle and Finn, you know, not really a tag team going up against a tag team champion. So there were some spots there where they weren't as smooth as the tag team champions were. And it cost them in a couple of areas, but they ended up getting the win here at the end. Afterwards, Pete Dunne shows up. And Pete Dunne, Danny Burch, and Oney Lorcan, they leave Kyle and Finn laying before Adam Cole and Roderick Strong can make the save. They held Finn down, and Pete Dunne did the finger snap. They repeatedly was kicking Kyle in the mouth, so I don't know how his jaw is going to be.
Right. I'm like, why do they keep trying to break my man's jaw? Stop. So, he just started eating solid foods again, you jerks.
Right. So this was very interesting. Then at the end, once Pete Dunne and Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch are on the ramp, then you just have the four, Roderick Strong, Adam Cole, Finn Balor, and Kyle O'Reilly kind of standing in the ring together. Like,
ooh, they look good.
Like, is this about to be the new Undisputed Era? Then they just gonna kick Bobby Fish to the side?
Well, no, he can come back when his peck is better, but, like, they look great.
And Finn kind of stood there for a second. They were all in line. I thought they were going to throw up, like, the Bullet Club or something, but then...
Right,
but then
he was like, nah.
Yeah, Finn kind of just slid out of the ring, kind of left the Undisputed Era there, just staring down Pete Dunne and the boys, so...
Wait, Wait, Kyle O'Reilly and Roddy, were they ever Bullet Club? I know Adam Cole was.
No, they were not Bullet
Club. Okay. I was just wondering. I was like, ooh, they look great together. I'm like, ooh, yes. Let's explore this. I was very excited. It's a really funny part with like the aftermatch little bra thing was when Adam Cole and Roddy were like kind of striding out to go save, and then Pete, he just looked at them and he shrugged and he still broke the thing before he left. I was like, why? It just made me laugh. He just was like, might as well do it. Bang. And then he just like dipped out of the thing. Oh, that got me. It wasn't supposed to, but it did. I laughed so hard. Oh, that was funny.
They're still missing a lot by not having Pat McAfee be a part of this.
Yeah.
Because
I was wondering that again this week.
Is the part that's missing from this whole build. But
yes.
The physical part with Pete Dunne, mm-hmm. Oney Lorcan, Danny Burch, Finn, Kyle, and everybody is really strong.
Yeah. Like, even if Pat had just come and be like, I'm going to be on commentary again. Hey, Beth, I know you hate me. Don't care. Here I am. And it was just like talking shit. And just like, you know, encouraging them, that would have been fine. Yeah, he's missing in this because like he was kind of like the impetus of them like forming together.
Right.
So like he's really missing from this. Like that's the only like piece that's like not quite there is that Pat McAfee isn't there.
Very crowded at the top for the Prince.
Yes.
Kyle O'Reilly still focusing on the title. You got Pete Dunne yep. sniffing around. Karrion Kross mm-hmm. in the shadows. So
linger.
Yeah, it's crowded at the top if you're Finn Balor right now.
Yeah. Even though I think Karrion is kind of trying to go after the cruiserweight though, right? Because that was that card.
Yeah, but sure? He doesn't even fit.
I know.
So like, even go around his waist.
I don't know. He'll be the Bruiserweight, the American version? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the card is going to be very interesting. I don't know how that's going to like tie into everything, but yeah, you're right. It could.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because he said stay on your path so he won't have to change his. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe.
So maybe if they're like, I don't know.
Yeah. We didn't get any Xia Li. This week,
I know.
We had been kind of getting a couple of weeks of Xia Li, so I don't know if they're like,
yeah,
we don't know what else, how if we're going to reveal the person in the throne.
Mysterious leader.
Yeah. Some people thought it was going to be Miko Satomura, but it's not going to be her. She's going to go to NXT.
She's on NXT UK. Yeah.
Yep. So it's not going to be her. So that's one guess mm-hmm. down. So who knows? But yeah, hopefully they do move forward with the Xia Li and Boa, because that was a that was starting to really pick up some steam.
It was interesting. Every week I was like, what's happening? Stop torturing her. She's had enough.
Yeah, they definitely need to have a, even if Xia Li doesn't have a match, they need to definitely have mm-hmm. a vignette next week to show what's going on with that.
And we'll see if Boa gets to wrestle.
True. We're still right in the middle of both the women's and men's Dusty Classic. So we're coming up to the semifinal round for the men and the second round for the women. Or I guess it'll be the first round's almost over for the women. And then we'll be getting mm-hmm. into the semifinals. So should be a lot of fun tag team action over the next two more weeks. And then I think TakeOver's coming. So
mm-hmm. it's coming on.
Valentine's Day. Yeah.
So, ooh. Are they going to have a theme?
They better have some type of like Shawn Michaels intro or something, since he's the heartbreak.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs to come out in a Cupid outfit. Do
it. I don't know about that, but maybe just have a bunch of Shawn Michaels heartbreak kid with the arrow through it everywhere.
Cupid outfit. Do it. Have Adam Cole do it. That's your son anyway. Fine. It is.
Which show did you enjoy the most this week? AEW or NXT?
NXT. I did. I enjoyed NXT more. It was just like the storylines are weaving more, a little more cohesively. Mm-hmm. It was, I thought it was like a more cohesive show, and there was more storyline weaved into it. So I enjoyed NXT more this week. But AEW was pretty good.
The closer you get to TakeOver time, the tighter NXT gets.
Yeah.
The better it gets, like you said, the more cohesive the storylines get, and they start, you know, lining everything up towards that TakeOver, and this is no different. This was a show that did a lot of that. So, you know, the Pete Dunne, I guess, Finn title match is going to be the main event of that TakeOver. That should be, that's going to be
a banger.
That's going to be a banger. We have the finals of both the women's and men's Dusty Classic will take place on that TakeOver as well. And then there'll be a couple of more matches, maybe that Johnny Gargano Kushida match, and maybe the Kurt Stallion Santos Escobar cruiserweight match, because it may be like a no contest or something next week when they wrestle.
Right. Plus, I don't think it's gonna go all the way next week.
And they need to start respecting the cruiserweight title more and having it be the TakeOvers.
Yeah, because like you brought it over to here, and it's like, you just come on, weave it in more. Let's go.
right. All right, Miss Simi. So another week in the books. Time for your shout outs and thank yous.
Well, shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to the listeners. Shout out to the patrons for paying a little extra to hear us talk some more. Shout out to you guys in the hashtags. It's always fun interacting with you guys. And shout out to all these challenges on TikTok. Newest one, the silhouette challenge. Yes. Great. Keep it going. Love it.
Thank you once again, Ms. Simi, for joining me here on the NXT cast this week. I definitely enjoyed talking NXT with you, as well as AEW, which can be found over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. We have a little podcast over there called The Dark Match, where we talk about AEW Dynamite. And also, you'll get before and after content from the podcast that we record here on the WrestleCast Network. So this week you'll hear Mo to the underscore Reese and Samuel Colonga, myself, and Word Exclaimed chopping it up before we recorded this week's Rawcast. Be sure to check out the Rawcast, where we preview the Royal Rumble. We played Who You Got with Word Exclaimed. Remember to use the hashtag RumbleCast this Sunday to share your commentary with color on this year's Royal Rumble. CSPN.us is where you can also support the show. Just go there and click on the tab that says keep our podcast free. Do some shopping with our sponsors to help keep the podcast free each and every week. Give a big shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese, Sam, Word Exclaimed, the guys over at The Push, Miss Didi Jonay, Greg, Classic Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs. Miss J to the Max as well. Can't forget about her. All the ladies of the glow and all the Wrestle Bays and everybody who shows up and all the hashtags that we use each and every week. We thank you so much. Continue to support and be friends of the WrestleCast. Share, rate, and review the podcast, and continue to interact with us on Twitter. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Woo! See you on the hashtag.
Stallion, you and I haven't had the opportunity to sit down and talk too much. What does the NXT universe need to know about you?
Well, Miss McKenzie, you ever drive 19 hours straight one way by yourself?
I can't say that I have.
Good for you. I have more times than I care to recollect. Do you know why I did that? It's 3 a.m. I'm making towns, West Texas to Chicago. I'm looking out the window and I see tumbleweeds blowing. So I decide to look up. You know what I see then? Shooting stars. I follow those shooting stars with my eyeballs. At the very end of the skyline. and there's a big burning bright star in the sky, brightest thing out there. And at that moment, I decided, I knew Kirk the Lone Star Stallion. So that road I'm traveling down, it represents the life that I want to live. It represents freedom. And to maintain that freedom here in the WWE, I need to strap a proverbial rocket to my back. And said proverbial rocket, NXT Cruiserweight Championship. And when I strap that bad boy on, the Lone Star goes and becomes a superstar.
Wow. Well, best of luck tonight.